spoken with Brother James Chamber. Here is Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in your place of listening, wherever you may be, on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Trust you've been to the house of God this morning, and trust you received some help from the Lord, and we sure do need in the day we're in, as things is waxing worse and worse as we get along. I know the Bible tells us these times would come, and we now we're into them. We're scratching our head and wonder what's going on, but the Lord told us all about these things. But amen. If you got your Bible today, I would like you to turn with us to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And I'd like to say this, Lord willing, we'll probably not be here next Sunday. We left a CD here for Brother John to play. We've got to go in above Chattanooga to preach our next Sunday night. So you be much in prayer for us that God will help us. And we got a prayer request one night this week of a dear brother and sister here in center. I'll not call their name, but I've been praying for them and asked you to pray for them that God would help them. So, amen. I believe in when people ask you to pray, I believe in praying for them. So if you've got your Bibles today, turn with us to Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to be reading in several places in the Word of God. And I want us to look today. Our world is getting worse and worse by degrees, and we look at what the president is doing and all the politicians, and I'm not laying on Democrat or Republican. I'm just saying the whole bunch is corrupt from the top of the head to the sole of the feet, and so it's just we're getting in pitiful times. I don't seem like they want to obey the Constitution or do what the laws of the land is commanded or wrote down. They just want to do whatever they want to do, and it's bleeding over into our churches today. But I'm going to start out here with Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and all his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thou shalt be, and they shall be as frontlet between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee. Now listen. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fieldest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou planted not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage. If correctly reading these, I want you to notice this word in the 12th verse where it says, Then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Now I want to preach just for a little while on the word beware. Now God's telling the children of Israel here, and I believe it's still good in our day. He said when America was established, God put us, let them come to America, and God let them get them established. Amen. And we was prospering as long as we was poor. Amen. You listen to what I'm saying. We was prospering as long as we were poor. Amen. Thank God, as long as we didn't have nothing but just a roof over our head and shoes on our feet, and a lot of times didn't have that, and food on our table, we had a satisfied, loving generation of people. But I tell you what God said, and God let this nation prosper, amen, and give them look like everything in the world been the great most blessed nation on the face of the earth. And you know what they've done? They have forgot God. Amen. And God said, then beware lest thou forget the Lord that brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and then out of the house of bondage. Now if you would, turn with us over to Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Now I want us to look at Jacob, which was, amen, the one that God's talking to here, where God was talking about Jacob. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of the inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about, amen. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings and taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange gods with him. Let me stop there just for a minute. Is that not exactly what God has done for America? And I'll tell you what we've done. We forgot that word beware. Amen. Unless we get these riches that God's give us, and we have totally forgot God. Amen. We pushed him out of everything, out of our homes. Amen. Out of our everyday life. Pushed him out of our children's life. Pushed him out of the government. Pushed him out of the churches. Because we're like the church in a book of Revelation. So we say we're rich and have need of nothing. But we know not that we're rich and blind, poor and naked. You know what we've done? We have forgot God. Amen. And the Lord said here, he made him to ride on high places of the earth, that he might eat and increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and all out of the flinty rock. You know what God's done for America? God's blessed her with everything in the world. They used to, years ago, if they went anywhere, they had to ride a mule, or else walk or do whatever. I live in old houses, thank God. The cold winter wind come through the curtains and flop. Amen. You couldn't stay warm if you set the house afar. But God showed grace and mercy towards America. And you know what we've done? We've not been aware of what God's done, and we forgot him. Now he's given us three or four cars in the carport. Amen. A house with central heat and air. Everything look like we need. More than we really need, really. And we forgot God. Amen. He's given us the best of butter and a kind of milk of sheep with fat of lambs and the rams of breed of Bashan and goats, amen, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. But look at verse 15. If you would, but Jeshurun, our Jacob, wax fat, and kick, thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou hast
God, him and thou are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. You know what America done? They done just like Jacob or Israel done. Amen. She's waxed fat. She's kicked. Amen. We're waxing fat. We're covered thick. Well, I'm grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then we forsook God. We wonder why things is in the shape it's in. We wonder why our young folks are killing one another. We wonder why. Thank God every time you turn the news on, it's somebody else killing somebody else. It's just on every hand. You know what we've done? We forgot God. Amen. We turned our back on the book of God, on the statutes of God, on the commandments of God, and the laws of God. And we started running after our own way. And God is a beginning to judge us. Hey man, you just a welcome marker down, friend. You can see it right here. Beware lest thou forget God. Hey man, the Bible said here, they provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoked they him to anger. How they sacrificed unto devils and not to gods, whom they knew not to new gods. How there came up new whom their fathers feared not. All the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forsaken God that formed thee. You know, we've got so many gods today. I was noticing on the way over here. Amen. Every church that I've seen, if there's any cars, it was just a few. But you look at the cafes, every one of them was crammed full. How you look at the backwater. Hey, God, they're out there doing their pleasure on the Lord's day. And you know God ain't pleased with that. Amen. We just might as well to tell it just like it is. We've forsaken God after God prospered us. And we begin to multiply and into things. We forsook God. We found out or thought we didn't need God. But we're fixing to find out that we need God. And the Bible said, and when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and to his daughters. Now you look what God said. Deuteronomy chapter number 32 and verse number 20. And he said, I will. Amen. This is God speaking. I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are very froward generation. Amen. Children in whom is no faith. I pray if I ever seen a time that God has hid his face on a nation. Brother, we're living in one. That God's hiding his face. We still have churches. We still have assemblies. But where's God at? Amen. Where is the presence of God? How to draw sinners unto him? Where is that Spirit of God? How to put a repentant heart into a sinner? Where is that God that wants to save somebody? I'll clean them up and cause them to walk holy before him. That'll be a testimony to this world. Amen. I'll tell you what's happened. We provoked God. Amen. Beware. beware lest that you get these things. Amen. You know, we're not satisfied today with nothing. I don't care what we got. Men are not satisfied with their wives. Amen. Their wives are not satisfied with their husbands. Amen. Parents not satisfied with their children. Children not satisfied with their parents. Amen. If they've got food and raiment and all they can eat, they still ain't satisfied. They got to have more entertainment. Amen. We're just a won't generation. How we're wanting everything but for God to come back and visit again. Amen. Now, if you would, you turn with me to Ezekiel, chapter number 8, chapter, amen. And the chapter number 18, I believe it is, 16, chapter number 16 of Ezekiel. Amen. Let's read what God said. First thing, it started down in Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. What put the nation of Sodom and Gomorrah into what they is into? We always like to preach about sodomy. Amen. It has an abomination in the sight of God, and it is. Amen. It's a stink in the nostrils of God Almighty. But here I want to show you what God said. I call Sodom and Gomorrah to be in that shape. You notice what I just read to you. God said, you beware unless you come into that country and you live in the houses that you build not. Amen. Drink water from the wells that you dug not. Eat from the vineyard that you planted not. He said, beware lest you forget God. Hey, God, that's exactly what started Sodom and Gomorrah on the road to destruction was prosperity. Amen. Let's read in Ezekiel chapter number 16 and verse number 48. As I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister hath not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done. Amen. Thou and thy daughter. Now listen what God said in Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 49. Behold, or take one can of it, or listen close. Behold, this is, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, started off with pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness. Now, ain't we in America that got in that very state out of where we're so proud, amen, haughty, heady, high-minded, amen, got lifted up, and got so much pride in us, amen, we think if the Democrats don't get us out, the Republicans will. Amen, if a Republican can't, amen, the independent will. The Tea Party. I'll tell you who's going to get us out if we ever get out of the mess we're in. We're going to have to turn back to God. Amen. Now listen what God said. This was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride. Boy, we got so much pride in America today. I mean, it's all the way from the White House down to the hen house and the church house. Ever when fullness of bread. Amen. It used to be years ago when our old forefathers, back when before my time, and I'm 69 year old, I'm here to talking about praying food on the table. Amen. Didn't have a thing in the world to eat, have to pray. I didn't eat black-eyed peas and cornbread, or get a little hole, a bushel of corn, and go to the mill and grind it, milk an old cow and eat milk and bread and onions. Amen. And was proud to have it. But we're living in a day where just about every family goes out just about every night or a few nights a week. Amen. Down to the steakhouse. We've got fullness of bread. And we've got pride in us. And you know what it's a doing? It's a leading us deeper and deeper and deeper into sin. them. Amen. Bible said, an abundance of idleness. Now, have we got any idle time on our hands today? Hey, man, I thought about it a whole lot back when I was young. Hey, man, Daddy didn't have something for us to do all the time. There was somebody in the community. Hey, man, you could either bale hay, chop cotton. Hey, man, or help get in hay, I mean, gather corn. Hey, man, you could always find something to do. But now then, bless God, if you've got anything to do, you can't find nobody to help you. Amen. Bless your heart, we've got idleness of time. We've got down to where we think. The government owes us a living. Bless your heart, the Bible said, he that would not work and provide for his own, especially they of the household of faith, he has said he has denied the faith. He's worse than an infidel. Now, I don't know who's able to work, and I don't know who ain't able to work. But you do, and God does. I'm saying today, we've got idleness of time, and expect the government to keep us up. Amen. This is what got Sodom into it, friend. Amen. It was a thank God pride, fullness of bread, the abundance of idleness was in her. And in her daughters, neither did she strengthen the hand of the needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. You know exactly what's leading to this time of Sodom and we got. Then it was housed down into Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about. But you know what? It's over the whole world today. Hey man, I got to notice another day on a satellite radio. I've even got a satellite radio station on that thing. Amen. I bless your heart. Now let's see what God said in Jude. What God thought about that. In Jude, verse number 5. I will therefore put you in remembrance, although you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. You know what they done? The Bible says that was a froward generation in whom was no faith. They didn't believe what God had to say. And this generation today don't believe what God's got to say. Amen. The Bible said, and the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Now God said here in verse number 7, I want you to notice what God said. Amen. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Now pride, amen, fullness of bread, and idleness of time, led that nation down to where they was in sodomy. Amen. And God said right here, what he done to them, he's setting forth for an example of what's going to happen to this generation that we live in. If we don't, well, thank you, Lord. If we don't, I'll turn back to God. Amen. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Now you listen to what God said. Are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Amen. God said, set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. I'm going to tell you something, friend. America ain't going to get by trampling God under their feet. None of the world is going to get by with trampling God under their feet. We can have a form of godliness. We can deny the power thereof if we want to. Had some men come to my house one time. Hey, man, stood in my yard and told me right out their own mouth. Hey, man, the hell was a grave. God help us. Hey, man, he said, you know good and well. That Solomon Gomorrah's not burning anymore. When I quoted this scripture to him, I said, you're right, friend. Hey, man, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah was burned up. But the souls that was in Sodom and Gomorrah are suffering the eternal. Hey, man, the eternal. Thank God, vengeance of eternal fire. Thank God, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, hey, man, are in hell this evening. I bless your heart. They're still suffering. And I guess they're running through hell. Saying God's right. Preacher, preach. And tell folks how to turn back to God. Amen. To get out of the fullness of bread. And their pride. And their idleness of time. And get back to serving God. In the beauty of holiness. We ain't got by with it, friend. You know, the Bible said one time, they said, where is the promise of His coming? Since our fathers fell asleep, everything remained just as it was. You got that right. Things remain just as it was. And I tell you what, people, I've got Him coming 14 times before this world comes to an end. You know what I'm going to tell you? I know exactly when the Lord's coming. I've got it right down to the T. When He gets good and ready. When the cup of iniquity is fulfilled. Hey, man, God set a date before this thing began. When it was going to be in, and God set a date when it was going to end. And I'm not going to predict and say it's this month, next month, or what. But I'll tell you just as plain as I know how. He's going to come when He gets good and ready. Thank God, He that will come, and He will not tarry. When everything gets right, hey man, everything gets fulfilled. He said would be fulfilled. Before He comes, when it gets fulfilled, He's coming. Hey man, I said He's coming. And the Bible said that Jude, I prophesied of His coming. I said the Lord would come with 10,000 of His saints to execute judgment upon this earth. Amen. A judgment's a coming, friend. Just as sure as I'm standing here, you better take heed to this, old preacher. Hey, man, begin to seek Him with all your heart. Don't let this go over your head. Get it in your heart. Hey, man, you're going to face God. You're going to draw your last breath. You're going to give an account. To a holy God, I told you what put Sodom and Gomorrah in their shape. And the same thing is putting America in her shape. Amen. Pride, fullness of bread, and idleness of time. God said, beware lest you forget God after I give you these things. And you have to agree with me, America has forgot God. So at this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John.